Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready to tune into an incredible podcast experience. Welcome to Suited Tutor, the podcast show that delivers enlightening insights and captivating knowledge. Prepare to be amazed as we dive deep into the exciting world of education and empowerment. And now, it's time to introduce your extraordinary host. Give a roaring round of applause for the one and only Wolfie Lloyd.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Wisdom Whispers. I'm your host, the one and only Wolfie Lloyd, and today we're diving into a topic that so many students, so many parents have been yearning, have been asking us, and we're talking all the time. How do we deal with hard subjects for GCSEs and A-level? Joining me today is a brilliant science tutor, Naomi, who has helped countless students not only to improve their understanding, boost their confidence exponentially, just like in mathematics, and even more in all those feared, spooky subjects. Okay, so Naomi, honestly, welcome aboard and welcome to the show.
Hi, Wolfie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to today's chat and seeing how we can actually contribute to helping students and getting rid of their fears with the hard subjects.
Okay. We're getting there. So pleasure is all ours, Naomi. And let's jump right in. Okay, so now that you mentioned something really insightful and about that hard subject, are they really hard in nature or... but just often feel like the beginning's hard and challenging? I mean, could you please elaborate exactly what does that mean by hard subjects? Because I don't understand. I mean, just in layman's terms.
Absolutely. So, you know, what I've noticed is that every student has different strengths. A subject like chemistry or history might be a breeze for one student, but might feel very overwhelming for like another student. So often it is not really the content of the subject itself, but it's the unfamiliarity with the subject. So once students grasp the basic, those hard subjects, they can start feel a lot more manageable and even actually enjoyable. So once you know what is really the content of the subject that you fear the most, you are good to go and like diving into your fear and getting rid of the fear of the hard subject.
Okay, that's a bit of a epiphany, I would say, a bit of a eureka moment over there now. I mean, that's a great perspective. So, okay, let's say get towards the nitty-gritty components and elements. What are some, let's say, practical tips that you would give your students to make those, I would say, difficult subjects easy to digest and have as well some like cookies beforehand? And I'm still trying to digest, but okay, let's not change subjects. Let's get back to the original one now. Over to you.
The first thing I always say is do not panic. That emotional response really can block your learning. So you start with like bite-sized goals, small goals. For example, instead of saying I need to learn all of physics, try I'll understand Newton's law today. So that is just one aspect of instead of all of physics, right? And also double down on your strong subjects efficiently. This way, it gives you more time and mental space to really focus on the subjects you find hard. So then you have enough time and you're not really scared of really going forward with those hard subjects.
Interesting. Really, really interesting. So, okay, now, so you are saying basically that students can manage their time smarter by breezing through their strong subjects or their forte elements, trying to free some energy for the tricky ones. Are we getting there or is my understanding correct?
Yes. So if you're great at English, then do not spend hours over revising English. Use that time, for example, let's say maths or biology, if those are your weaker spots. But remember, you have to use active revision methods for harder topics. So by active revision methods, I mean like practice questions, have flashcards, or like, for example, teach someone else. That's like one of the best way of understanding if you really grasp the concept of a subject or not.
Okay, I quite love that tip. And I really hope with all these tips, I'm going to be a rich man one day and just start teaching someone else. It really encourages you to... I don't know, understand and sort of like simplify exactly the way that you know things. Now, how about the mental side of the things? I mean, sometimes the challenge is not purely academic. Now, it could be as well the emotional side, because different students, different individuals are dealing with different subjects or difficulties in a different manner. So what would you suggest on that one, or that topic?
Right. So students often tell themselves, I'm not just a science person, or they tell themselves that maths is too hard for me. But you know, that mindset, that itself becomes a barrier. It is so important to replace those thoughts with, I haven't yet mastered this, but I can get there. You know, such confidence really builds small wins, and it really helps you get going.
Okay. Okay. I think we're getting there. We're getting towards the right direction somehow. Or it could be one direction if you listen to any British music. So what do you think is the one of the most, I would say, common mistakes that students can make approaching those difficult subjects from your experience?
I think one big mistake is trying to memorize without understanding. So if you understand a concept deeply, it's going to stay with you. But just blatantly memorizing without the context makes it very easy to forget, especially during the exam when your stress levels are really high. So this is why you need to always like aim to understand the why behind your learning. Like why is a certain law the way it is, and all of those other whys. Like why do we do multiplication in a certain way, and so on.
Okay, that's really great advice. Keep on like questioning and raise the why and how, and just trying to figure out things and about other resources. Now, are there any particular tools or golden tips that you can actually embrace, or any platforms that you recommend, Nami, from your experience?
Definitely. There is a lot of resources and platforms out there that students can leverage to improve their hard subjects. So platforms like BBC Bitesize, then you have Seneca Learning, even YouTube channels like Primrose Kitten. They're excellent for GCSEs and A-levels. And another, there's an app called flashcard app like an Anki, which is really great if you want to go for like active recollection of your memory, if you just want to go through something that you've learned and you quickly want to revise that. So those are really like resourceful places to look into and to start somewhere.
I completely understand, Nami. And I think if people don't wish to be able to break the bank, they can easily just use the free resource, like you mentioned, the BBC Bitesize or the YouTube channels and whatnot. So much success is available, but you know, it's sometimes really important to have someone who knows exactly how to pave you towards the right path, you know, and just get to the right mindset. Now, before we wrap this up, are there any final words, Nami, for students listening at the moment who are really much feeling hyped, or they will be able to drive, or any adults who'd like to get some mini kind of like guidelines or guide as such, who are not struggling right now, and how will they be able to cope and get resolved as such?
I think one advice that I would like to share with every student is every subject is hard before it's easy. So you just got to stick with it. If you're struggling, then find support. Use resources like videos or tutors if needed. And most of all, give yourself permission to make mistakes while learning. And that is why it's called learning. You're allowed to make mistakes.
Okay. Okay. That's honestly, you know, a beautiful set. And thanks so much for the wisdom you have managed to convey. And honestly, people say love is there, but from my perspective, what I can now definitely smell is the wisdom's scent. I'm sure this conversation has been quite informative, insightful, and is trying to encourage students to feel better and not stay stuck over and overwhelmed.
Surely. Thank you so much, Wolfie. It's been a pleasure. And I really hope our advice really helps some students struggling there with hard subjects.
Honestly, Nami, it has been a pleasure. And we're feeling so much happy and privileged to have you on board. And thanks as well to all of the great listeners over there. Don't forget to subscribe, everyone, to the Wisdom Whispers. Wherever you are, just get your podcast. Don't worry, you're not going to break the bank. We're not asking for any fundraising or any funding at all. It's only purely for fun. And for anyone else who would like to get featured, please reach out to us on City Tutor. There are multiple ways to get hold of us, and we will be happy to have you through our beautiful learning journey. Remember, it's an exciting journey, not a race. Until next time, stay curious, stay positive, and stay amazing. Thanks, everyone.
Stay tuned for more captivating conversations and enlightening insights on Suited Tutor, the podcast show that never fails to amaze and delivers an exceptional educational experience. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Suited Tutor. Until next time, stay tuned to Suited Tutor's podcast, where education meets empowerment. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch up with you in the next episode.